isn't he? Amen. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. Why don't you stand this morning and turn your Bibles to one of my favorite Christmas verses. This is my favorite Christmas verse, guys. So, and it's over in 1 John, of all places, 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. One of my favorite Christmas verses. I love this verse. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Wow, that is my favorite Christmas verse. Because the reason Jesus came to this earth was to destroy, disarm, defeat, annihilate the works of the enemy. Can anybody say amen? Amen? Praise God. Hold up your Bibles this morning. Come on, say it with me. Say it like you mean it today. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess, my mind is clear, my heart is open to receive God's word, and I will never be the same, never the same, in Jesus' name, amen. Turn to somebody today and say, Jesus has given me the victory. He has. Praise God. You may be seated. You are so beautiful today, so loved today, amen. God is so good today. In every area of our lives. And here is why Jesus came. John tells us, you know, he says the reason Jesus came was to destroy the works of the devil. So what are the works of the devil? You know, the world is celebrating a different type of Christmas. They really don't understand the full implication of what Christ has done, many of them. And so it's all about the materialism things, about getting and giving. And you know what? You can get disappointed real quick if you're trusting in those gifts. How many ever got a Christmas gift you did not like? Come on, raise your hand. Amen. How many of you are sitting there and you say, man, I got this from Uncle so-and-so, and I do not like this. But you couldn't tell him, right? So you had to act like you really liked it? You lied, right? Come on, be truthful now. This is a grace place, right? Amen. You're just like, well, I hate this gift, man. What is this thing? But anyway, man, you know, the greatest gift is Christ. You will never be disappointed in Christ. You will never be disappointed in receiving that gift or giving that gift. He is the gift that keeps on giving. Amen? He is the true reason for the season. And when I started to think about this, and I thought, what do I want to share with the people? Well, this scripture kind of says it all. Why did Jesus come? He came to destroy the works of the enemy. What are the works of the enemy? Well, first of all, we know sin is a work of the enemy. And it's really interesting in this scripture because if you read this scripture, you kind of think, wow, that's something. He who sins is of the devil. Oh, my gosh. Well, the literal phrase of that is he that practices sin. As a Christian, we don't practice sin any longer. Do you realize that? Hello? You don't have to practice sin any longer. Do you know that this morning? Hello? Look over at Romans 6:14. Look at Romans 6:14. Why? Because Christ has eliminated sin in our lives because of Christ. It still doesn't mean that we don't make mistakes, that we don't sin. But you know what? We have the victory over sin today. We have the victory over sin today. Amen. Why? Because for sin shall not have what? Dominion over you. Why is that? Because you're no longer under the law, but you're under what? You're under grace. And because you're under grace, grace always triumphs mistakes and sin. Grace is always over the law. You see, if there wasn't no law, you would have no knowledge of sin. But since there's the knowledge of sin because of the law, now grace has come, and grace and mercy is always over the law. Hallelujah. In the Ark of the Covenant, they had the Ten Commandments. But above the Ten Commandments was the mercy seat. And grace always triumphs over the law. So today, you and I have given the power of overcoming and the power of dominion. Amen. We don't have to choose that life. We choose Jesus and his grace instead. Can I say amen to that? Praise God. So what did he do? He came to set us free, to destroy the works of the devil. Sin is a work of the devil. Sickness is a work of the devil. He came to destroy sickness. Depression should be far from you. I was talking to someone the other day, and they were sharing me how depressed they are. Now, this season, if you reflect back in your past, you can get kind of down and depressed at times because there's some loved ones may not be around anymore. Your life may have changed this year one way for the good or the bad. But the reason is because we begin to focus on ourselves instead of focusing on Christ. And when you change your focus and begin to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, you cannot look at him and be depressed. But if you look inward, you look at yourself, you look at others, you can kind of get down. But when you look at him, you will never get down. He is the joy of our life. He is the one that we live for. Amen? And listen, he overcomes that stuff. Not only sickness, but also poverty. When the angel came to the shepherds to announce Jesus' birth, the angel praised God and spoke of peace and goodwill towards man. Look at Luke 2, 11 through 14. Peace was not always present. Peace was not always present before his birth. But look what the angel says. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign of you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying all together, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill towards men. Jesus now is our peace. There was an enmity between us and God. But when Christ came, he broke that enmity. He gave us the relationship and the fellowship now that we enjoy with the Father. Hallelujah, because of Jesus. Look at Ephesians 2, 14 through 17. I love this scripture. Another one of my favorite scriptures, Christmas scriptures. For he himself is what? Who is our peace? He is our peace. Therefore, you don't have to be depressed today because Christ is your peace. Amen. He is your shalom. That word shalom in the Hebrew means nothing lacking, nothing broken. He is your peace. He loves you today so very much. Amen. And you receive that peace into your life today. You receive the shalom of God into your life today. It says, he is our peace who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation. What was that? Having abolished in the flesh the enmity that is the law of commandments contained in the ordinances. Wow, Jesus came and fulfilled every bit of the law. And the reason he did, because you couldn't. But he did. And it was that law that was pointing out you and I's guilt and sin and condemnation. But Christ came and broke down the wall that existed between you and God, and the commandments were the law. And he broke it down because he fulfilled all of it. When you and I couldn't, he did. The good news is he did. Hallelujah. He broke it down, and now you and I have been set free by the power of Jesus Christ. And now we're not longer under the old law, but we're under grace. Praise God Almighty. Man, that is just powerful. Amen. So as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace. Turn to somebody and say, you are a new man. You know what's so good about God is his mercies are renewed every day. It doesn't matter what happened yesterday, you have a fresh start today. That is what is so cool about God. It doesn't matter what's going on in your past, God only sees you in the present. That's why now faith is. It's not in yesterday, now faith is today. It is active. It is today. He restored that relationship between God and people. Amen. Anyone in Christ now, we know this scripture is a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things are new. Jesus is reconciling us to the Father and has made us righteous. 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 21. Let's just look at it a second, just a refresher in your mind of what Christ has done for us. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5, there you go. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's what? How many do we have in Christ today? You're new. Turn to somebody, say, you're new. How many like new things instead of old things? I've been given some old things in my life. I prefer new. New is really good. New is nice. I like new cars. Anybody like new cars? Amen. New is nice. Amen. Anybody like new houses? New is nice. Thank God for new. Amen. I mean, old can be okay, but old, man, it's like, you know, new is good. You are renewed every day in Him. You are new. Amen. Old things passed away. All things are new and become new. Next verse. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us unto Himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry also of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. That's why we don't impute trespasses to others. When somebody trespasses against us, we don't go around and throw it back at them. What do? We walk in forgiveness. Well, how can you do that? The Bible says when you realize how much you know God has forgiven you, then it's easy, you can forgive others. When you haven't come to that reconciliation or that understanding of the total forgiveness of God in your life, then it's hard to forgive others. But when you walk in that forgiveness, you forgive others, you release them in Christ. Amen? Man, that's powerful. That is the power of grace in our lives. Being able to release that to others. Anyone in Christ is that new creation. Hallelujah. He's given us that word. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf to be reconciled to God. For He made Him who knew no sin to be what? Sin for us, that we might become what? The righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You know, the enemy always wants to bring up your past. Amen. Man, God has got you right where you are today. Totally forgiven, totally healed, totally set free. Amen? He is no longer against us. Turn to somebody and say, He's no longer against you. Amen. Do you know that poverty is a curse? It is not a blessing. It's better to have than to have not. It's better to have so you can give to those that have not. If you don't have anything to give, how can you bless somebody else who has nothing to give? It's much better to have to give than have not to give. Look at 2 Corinthians 8:9. I love this scripture because it just stood out to me as I was studying this. Look at this. 2 Corinthians 8:9. For you know, what do we know? For you know the grace of Jesus Christ. When you know the grace of Jesus Christ, it lifts you out of poverty. When you understand the fullness of all that God has for you, it lifts you up because you realize God has got a plan for your life. God has got only good for your life. God's got nothing but good for your life. Amen? And it lifts you out of that state of adverse poverty when you begin to understand all that God has done for you. Amen? He gives you a plan of action. Amen? For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was what? Rich, yet for your sake He became poor, that you through His poverty might what? Become rich. Turn to somebody and say, you're sitting next to a rich person. Amen. Say, I am wealthy. Say, I am blessed. Come on, say it with me. I am blessed so I can be a blessing. Amen. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Man, I'm telling you, I can't wait next Sunday. But you are so blessed to be a blessing. Amen. You are blessed today to be a blessing. God has given you all of His grace, and you've received it, and out of that, we are blessed. Amen? He's against sickness and disease. Look at Isaiah 53:5. Isaiah 53:5. Amen. Isaiah 53:5. Some of you can quote this. It's a great scripture, a prophetic word of Jesus Christ. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. That is spiritually, physically, and emotionally. All of that, we have become healed in Jesus Christ. God wants you whole physically. He wants you whole emotionally. He doesn't want your emotions to be raw. He wants your emotions to be at peace today. He loves you today. Amen. He doesn't want you to be strung out. He wants you to be at peace today. He is the Prince of Peace. Amen. Look at 1 Peter 2:24. 1 Peter 2:24, same verse, a little different wording, and I love the wording in this. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you are healed. What? Let me read that again. By whose stripes you were. Looking back where? To the cross. Amen. By his stripes we are healed. You are the healed of the Lord in Christ Jesus. Amen. You know, I was looking around me, and as you get older in life, you look around and you see people dying. You know, it's like, wow, 60 years old, 55, 40, you know. I'm telling you, man, proclaim long life over yourself. Believe it. Receive it. Amen. Say, thank you, Lord. With long life, you're going to satisfy me. Amen. Receive that long life. At the birth of Jesus brought that new life to you. John 10:10. The thief cometh not to do what? But to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I've come to do what? To give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. God wants you living abundant life in every area of life. Amen. Because of Jesus. It is God's will for us to have all of the goodness in every area of our life. Man, every area, all of his goodness. Praise God. In your job, in your finances, in your family, in your relationships, God wants you to have good. With your kids, amen, God wants you to have good. He's come back. He came to restore authority. Look at John 5:26-27. John 5:26-27. He came to give us authority. Jesus' birth was the embodiment of God's decree what a physical body is required to execute judgment. And this is what he did. John 5:26-27. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have what? Life in himself. And has given him what? Authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man on this earth. Notice he didn't call him the Son of God there. What did he call him? The Son of Man, because when he was on this earth, he was acting and functioning as a man. And God gave him that authority. He took that authority and executed that authority. You and I have that same authority that Jesus had. Luke 10:19 tells us he gave us that authority. Authority is only good when it's used. Authority is only good when it's used. You've got to activate that authority. You activate that authority by speaking his word over your situations. When you take authority and you speak the word and you take authority over the enemy, it's activating the authority that God gave you. It's the same authority that Jesus had. He gave it to you. And when he was here on earth, he was 100% God, but 100% man. And he was called the Son of Man until after the resurrection and the cross. And this is what he said. Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all, over some, over a little bit, over just a tiny part. Over what? The Greek word for all is all. All of the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Wow, now that's some authority, church. Turn to somebody and say, take it. It's yours. Jesus paid the price for it. Jesus paid the price for it. Jesus saves. What does the word Jesus mean? Look at Matthew 1, 21, 23. Matthew 1, 21, 23. The reason people don't take their authority is because most of the time they're walking under condemnation and not realizing the full benefit of God's grace and the forgiveness complete of their sins. And a lot of times when people make a mistake, they'll put condemnation on themselves, self-condemnation, and they'll say, well, after a week or so, I'll feel better. No. Immediately when you make a mistake, rise up and say out of your mouth, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The Bible says give no place to the devil. Don't allow him, listen to me, to have any of your authority. Don't allow him to have any of your authority. You have been given that authority. You execute it, and you walk in the righteousness that God has given you by the cross of Jesus Christ and the resurrection and his birth. Matthew 1, 21 through 23. And she will bring forth a son, and you should call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated what? God with us. Turn to somebody and say, God is with you this morning. He is with you. Hallelujah. And when he paid the price for sin, he paid it of your past, present, and future. He paid all of it. He paid the price to take them all away. So we're no longer under sin, guilt, or condemnation. Hallelujah. Man, he is the Word in the flesh. He is God's spoken word. And we're no longer under sin, but we're under grace. Man, that is powerful. Jesus is the Word in the flesh. Look at John, John 1, 14 and 17. John 1, 14, 16 and 17. 14, 15, 16, 17. Let's just go right down through there. Amen. John 1. And the Word became what? Wow. The Word became flesh. It took a long time for that to happen. You know why? Because it took a long time for people to believe and speak it. When you look at the Old Testament, not everybody was speaking the word into existence. But Isaiah got a hold of it. Micah got a hold of it. David had a hold of it. And they began to speak out the word. And the word was manifested. It's a matter of getting a hold of it and speaking it out if you want to see the manifestation of it. Hallelujah. Man. Woo. When you get a hold of it and get a revelation and have that rhema moment and you say, wow, that word is for me. And then you begin to dwell on that word and you begin to speak that word out, that word will perform. Jesus said his word would not return void, but it will accomplish what it's set out for. Amen. Cast your bread on the waters. It's going to return. Praise God. Hallelujah. So look what he says. The only begotten Son, full, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him, and he cried out, saying, this was he who I have said, he has come after me, is preferred before me, for he was before me. Oh, by the way, John means grace. And of his fullness we have what? We have all received. Have you received it? All received grace for grace. Man, grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came. Man, there's such power in grace, guys. Grace, not in religion, not in self-effort, just relying and trusting on all that he's done for us. Amen. And when we receive that good news, we rise up in the authority he gave us, and we take a hold of all that God has promised us in Christ. That is the Christmas message. That is unwrapping the greatest present you'll ever unwrap. When you discover God's grace and God's truth and all that he's done for you. Stand this morning. Hallelujah. Come on, give God some praise today. Give him some praise today. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we are blessed today. God, we are so blessed to be a blessing, and we thank you for the authority that you've given us in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that by your stripes we are healed. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We were healed. Now we are, and we receive our healing today, God. Every part of our fiber, every being, every person here under my voice, God, today receive healing. Receive emotional healing, God, physical healing today. Spiritual healing if that's needed today, God. We receive that because of Jesus, because of sending him and his birth, Lord. Hallelujah. We call ourselves blessed this morning. We call ourselves favored today. We call ourselves highly favored today. Hallelujah. Walking in righteousness and empowered to prosper. Amen. We receive it today. Man, just receive your healing today. If there's something you've been struggling with, right now is the time to receive everything God has for you. Hallelujah. You are so loved this morning. Amen. Father, we receive that today. Lord, we cast our cares on you because you care for us. Lord, we're not lonely today. We're not depressed today. God, we're not upset with anyone today. Lord, we're at peace, amen, in our minds and our hearts because of Jesus today. We walk in that peace, God. We choose that peace today, Lord. Amen. Lord, we love everyone today because of your loveliness. Thank you for that today, Jesus. Amen. We have the revelation of grace working in our lives today, God. We're not working in religion, but we're not working with an effort. God, you're working on our behalf today. We thank you for that today. Hallelujah. You lead and guide us, and we give you praise for that today. In Jesus' name, amen. Hold up your hands this morning and say, I am the blessed of the Lord, full of his goodness today, full of his grace, full of authority because of Jesus. Happy birthday, Jesus. We love you. We are loved by you. Hallelujah. Give God some praise. Amen. Guys, we're going to light some candles this morning. So if you'll grab a candle, if you got one by there, we're going to start one and light it together. Try to go all around the room. So come on up. We're going to sing a song. Guys, come on over if you can.